Welcome to the Jeff Thomas Show. Always on time and bringing you the hottest topics today. Now, introducing the show host, Jeff Thomas.
Hey, everybody. You tuned in to the Jeff Thomas Show. I'm your host. Hey, I hope you had a wonderful weekend. Of course, this is the NFL recap show on Monday morning. Whew. Man, what a day in the NFL if you got a chance to check it out. A lot of exciting games. Man, it's been a rough weekend. Of course, the Big Ten football is back. So I really, really enjoyed that. I want to talk about one game in particular that I got a chance to watch. But it's always good to have the Big Ten come back. But hey, listen, if you want to catch our show, you can follow us here Monday through Thursday, Monday at 9 a.m. And then Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursday, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. So you can lock in to the show. Also, make sure you follow us anywhere you can get your podcast. You can subscribe to our podcast, The Jeff Thomas Show, on all every place where you find your podcasts. Stitcher, iHeart, iTunes, Spotify. We're on all different formats. But I want to jump right into the show. Man. This was a great weekend, I thought, for football. And I'm going to start off with the Kansas City Chiefs versus the Denver Broncos. And the Broncos really aren't that great of a team. They just aren't. They aren't a good team right now. So I don't know where they're going, what direction they're going in. They haven't been good in the last few years. So, you know, the Broncos, of course, have had some issues. But if you look at that game yesterday, and I got a chance to see it, it was really for the elements. It was snow. It was cold. And I'm like, you know, I'm thinking to myself, it's going to be a low-scoring game. You know, it'd be tough. And Denver started off kind of strong. But Patrick Mahomes, I mean, Patrick Mahomes is on a whole nother level. And then they added Le'Veon Bell to just, I mean, what else could you want from the Kansas City Chiefs? It's like crazy that you have those weapons at running back, and Le'Veon Bell looked good. He looked very, very good. So that leads me to believe and know for a fact that the New York Jets was just pure trash. On the real, they were just pure trash. And how they're even still a football team, I mean, right now, I feel bad for Trevor Lawrence. I don't know if he's gonna, you know, go to the Jets. I wouldn't go to the Jets. Sorry, I wouldn't go to the Jets. But Kansas City Chiefs defeated the Denver Broncos 43-16. And, I mean, just to see how that game, I mean, they won on all facets, offense, defense, special teams. I mean, they did everything. And sometimes those elements, you know, are difficult to play in when you're playing in the snow. But to put up those kind of points, that's a lot. That's a lot. And so, you know, Kansas City, to me, looks like the odd-on favorite to win the Super Bowl again. I mean, I just can't see anybody beating them right now. The defense has stepped up tremendously. Because if you remember a few years ago, the defense was a real problem for Kansas City. They scored a lot of points, but then they gave up points as well. Now they seem to get it together. That defense is firing on all cylinders. Frank Clark, of course, is a beast out there, and Honey Badger leads the way. So, you know, Kansas City Chiefs, I would say right now, they're the odds-on favorite to win it all. And I don't really see it going any differently than that. And so, Patrick Mahomes, definitely a beast. Beast mode, Kansas City Chiefs. I'm going to move on to the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Tennessee Titans. And I'm just going to say, that was a heck of a game. I thought Pittsburgh was running away with the game. I really did. I thought Pittsburgh was running away with it. I didn't think that the Titans were going to have a chance after the first half. I mean, because it really, really looked to me Big Ben had it under control. I mean, he had a few turnovers in that game. James Conner seemed to be doing a few things. The defense for Pittsburgh, they really kind of bottled up Henry. I mean, and I, you know, it's a big boy. I'm telling you right now, that's a huge man. That's like Megatron running the football. Just a little bit stronger, it looks like. And, you know, it was a very, very, I mean, they held off the Chargers. I mean, I'm sorry, they held off the Titans late in the game. you know, the Pittsburgh Steelers, of course, remain undefeated. A.J. Brown, Titans wide receiver. Now, this guy, I want to say he went to Mississippi as well. It was an Ole Miss. They had those two receivers. We'll talk about Metcalf in a little bit. But A.J. Brown had 6 catches for 153 yards and a touchdown. That's a lot. It's a losing effort, but that's a damn good day. So if you had him in your fantasy, you know, he definitely took care of business for you, gave you a lot of points. But the Steelers, man, I mean, I was really a little nervous because I'm a Steelers fan. I love Mike Tomlin. I think Mike Tomlin does an excellent job with his team. Stefan Gronkowski, of course, you know, he's got them Super Bowls with the Patriots. But he missed, you know, he made a 51-yarder, but then he missed one where, you know, it was a 45-yarder, and it was, the game, you know, tying field goal, and he missed. So the Steelers kind of escaped that. And so they remain one of the lone unbeaten teams, and the Titans go, they get their first loss. They're 5-1. Now, I'm going to say this. Titans are going to be tough. I know coming out of the AFC, whoever, makes it to the Super Bowl, I think Tennessee is going to have something to say about it. I know I just said Kansas City. Yes, I did. But you know what? Tennessee, man, they play tough. And if they can get Henry going, if they can get him going. Now, I did see one thing that I didn't like about Henry yesterday. Dude, you got to block, man. As big as you are, you should be lifting guys off the ground, just putting a power driving them in the ground. I seen him give up a sack, man, and it was a half-ass effort on his part to learn how to block. You want the ball, man, you got to be able to block. You're too big not to be able to block. Hell, you're big as the offensive linemen and defensive ends. You should be able to block. So, we will see what happens with that as it moves forward. So, Pittsburgh Steelers remain undefeated, 6-0. I like the Steelers this year. They're tough. The Super Bowl's going to have to come through them, too. So, I'm curious to see how this playoff runs, when it does run, and how that shakes out. Browns versus the Bengals. That's a battle of Ohio, I guess. These are two, like, stepbrother teams. I'll just say that. In that division, the AFC North. And I will give it to Baker Mayfield. I mean, he gets a lot of flack. I think because he talks a lot. When you talk a lot, people are going to rip you apart. It's just what happens in the nature. It's the nature of the beast. So, you know, they were down early. And, Joe Burrow's going to be a good cutup. He's going to be a good quarterback. For a young guy to play how he's playing right now with the Cincinnati Bengals, I mean, to me, he's like, and I don't want people to go off and get all crazy and this stuff like that, but it's like Michael Jordan when he first joined the Bulls. That's what that reminds me of, because this kid is out there playing football. If he had some talent around him, oh, no question, the Cincinnati Bengals would be way better than what they are now. So Joe Burrow is definitely doing his thing. But Baker Mayfield, back to him. I mean, Mayfield, he's a very volatile person. And, you know, he's going to get criticism because he talks a lot. And he has a very cocky attitude, which I'm not mad at. I'm not mad at. He has that underdog mentality. And sometimes you want to roll with that. That's cool. No problem. But you got to have the results. The results have to happen. So, Baker, you know, they won the game. Man, what was his stats here? Let me see what Baker did. He threw 5 touchdowns. I don't give a damn what happened. 5 TDs is a lot. Yeah, 297 yards, basically 300 yards. He was 22 for 28. Not a bad day. Not a bad day. And then he threw the game winning touchdown, which I thought was a great pass by Donovan Peoples-Jones, University of Michigan. With 11 seconds to go in the game. It was a great pass, and it was a great catch. But I'll tell you this right now. 5 touchdowns, Baker, thumbs up right there for Baker Mayfield. He did his thing. And you can't take it away from him, and I know he's going to have. I'm curious to see what some of the critics have to say on the talk shows, the NFL talk shows. I'm curious to see what they have to say. But Baker did his thing, man. You can't take that away from him today. All right? So the Cleveland Browns, of course, They finished off the game. They defeated the Cincinnati Bengals. And so Cincinnati's going to be good at some point. They will be good at some point. So we'll see what happens in the upcoming weeks. If they're not beating Pittsburgh and Baltimore, this is the Cleveland Browns I'm talking about, then, you know, that's why I call them stepbrothers. Because they like the little brother you just slap around right now in that division, the AFC East, AFC North, get slapped around a little bit up in there. All right. The Falcons, and I want to talk about this. The Falcons versus Lions. Now, you know, Atlanta has nice offense. They better get something out of Matt Ryan while they still can. I mean, really. They fired the coach, which, you know, I mean, made sense. And I think Raheem Morris is the coach, the interim coach. And this game was pretty much, I won't say it was in their hands, because they still had some, you know, they still had a chance to win the game. But I want to talk about the Todd Gurley situation. How do you, if the coach asked you to take a knee at the one, a professional, you have to know that you have to stop at the 1 yard line. The 1 yard line. I mean, it was too much time left. You know, if it's a minute left in football, you know damn well that the other team could go down the field. I mean, they practice these drills every week to go down the field in less than like 30, 40 seconds. They do that all the time. Todd Gurley, I mean, he accidentally ran a touchdown. Accidentally ran a touchdown. They wanted to kill the clock. I'm like, dude, stop on the one. What are you doing? You're a pro. He did it the previous year. Years when he was playing with the L.A. Rams. They had a situation where they had to run the clock out, and he slid and he stopped. He didn't go into the end zone. And so in my mind, I don't know. You know, I'm just speculating. So don't get all pissed off, JT, Jeff Thomas Show. Don't get mad at me. But I'm just saying, does this guy have some incentives in his package with the Falcons? That's how many touchdowns he scores? Because he should know better. And I'm going to revert back because I want to talk about the Indiana-Penn State. So I'm going to relate this. Indiana-Penn State. Penn State had just made a big play. They were going in. And instead of the young man running out the clock, getting the first down and running out the clock, he's supposed to slid right before he got to the goal line. But he went into the end zone and scored. That's a young kid. He's a college kid. He gets a pass to me on that, because maybe he forgot, he wasn't really thinking about it. He thinking, why is it so easy for me to score? I'm going to walk in, because Indiana basically let him in so they get the ball back. Well, he waltzes in. He made a mistake. Young kids, that's understandable. But Todd Gurley, dude, you've been an all-pro running back. You've been in the league long enough. You should know. Sometimes these guys, you wonder sometimes what's their mindset. Falcons lost, by the way, 23-22. Leading the game. Again, another loss coming from behind. Oh, man, hey, listen, this is the Jeff Thomas Show right here. You can follow our show page on our Facebook page, The Jeff Thomas Show. So make sure you go in there and like our Facebook page. I'm also on Instagram, The Jeff Thomas Show. So you can go in. You can follow me on Instagram as well. We're here Monday through Thursday, baby. Monday through Thursday. You can see on our show page, we have a new schedule page that says everything that we do, so you can lock it in, come back and listen whenever you feel like it. Go to iTunes or any other places where you're listening to our podcast. Give us a review, or give us some stars, whatever you feel. We don't trip on that. We just want to make sure that you're listening, that you're enjoying it. So Saints versus Panthers, Drew Brees versus Teddy Bridgewater. Of course, Teddy Bridgewater was with the New Orleans Saints. Saints 27, Panthers 24. Close game. Very, very close game. Drew Brees has shown that he is still Drew Brees. There's no question about that. TB12 is back. Tom Brady is back. Man, I'm just saying. Tom looks very good. I know the Patriots like kicking themselves. But anyway, 45-20 over the Raiders. It looks like Tom Brady threw four touchdowns for 369 yards. Wow. who's like, what, 45 or something like that? 46? No, I'm just kidding. Like 42 years old. That's a great 42. No, is he 40, 42? Something like that. But Tom Brady's having a great year so far. He's finally getting into that, to that Bruce Arians system. He's learning it. And Tom Brady now, you know, when we're talking about who's coming out of the NFC, you got to put the Bucs up there. You have to put the Bucs up there. Because they are looking very, very good. The defense, of course, I had it for fantasy yesterday, man. Defense kind of suffered a little bit. I ain't gonna lie. They kind of hurt me a little bit. But anyway, hey, you know what? They made some big plays, and they beat the Raiders, what did I say, 45-20. B-12 is back. Y'all tripping. I have forgotten, but Tom Brady is back. Just know that. I said it again. I'll say it one more time. Tom Brady is back, and he's going to be very difficult to beat. Understand that, okay? All righty. Man, and I'm, you know, this year's NFL, is it me? I just want to ask a question. Is it me? Or does it seem like this fan noise that they're pumping into the games has always been the fan noise that they pumped into the games? Because I'm saying to myself, I'm like listening to this. I'm like, this fan noise, it's like the regular game. And all they have to do is just zoom in on the players and not the fans. It's incredible. I'm like, this sounds just like the stuff that you already heard. I don't, I'm listening to this fan noise. I'm like, come on, man. Y'all got to be kidding me. This fan noise seemed like it's been the fan noise that they've been using all the time. So this television, maybe I'm a little naive. I know they used to do it with comedy sitcoms. They used to come on. They used to, you know, input the laugh tracks and all that stuff. But man, this stuff seems like really, really real. All right, back to football. 49ers, 33, Patriots, 6. Cam Newton's get benched. You know, Cam, I'm not sure what's going on with Cam Newton. I don't know if they told him not to run anymore. You know, we need him healthy. Patriots right now, I'm sure you're missing Tom Brady. I know you're missing Tom Brady. And you didn't have any, I mean, you guys cheap shot it. Tom Brady by not giving him any real weapons on the offensive side of the ball. Cam Newton doesn't. Those guys are pretty much the same guys. But Cam Newton looked horrible. He looked horrible yesterday. I don't know what's going on with Cam. I don't know if he's, you know, starting to get back in his groove after COVID. I'm not sure, but dude, he just did not look good. He didn't look good. I don't know what's going on with him. I think he needs to, you know, I think he needs to take some self-reflection on this. And he has to know this is big for his contract. This is huge. Anyway, Jeff Wilson, running back for the San Francisco 49ers, rushed for a career high of 3 touchdowns and 112 yards before leaving with an ankle injury. Man, San Francisco and the running backs just, ankle injuries just all over the place, huh? Jimmy Garoppolo, former New England Patriot. They probably should have kept him. I'm just saying, they should have kept him because this transition was going to happen. It was going to happen. But anyway, Jimmy Garoppolo finished 20 for 25 with 277 yards and 2 touchdowns. I mean, it was a beatdown. 33-6. Bill Belichick, this is your opportunity here to show that you were the reason why New England Patriots won those 6 Super Bowls. And so Tom Brady is no longer there, and you're struggling. Cam Newton was benched in that game, by the way. But Tom Brady having success in Tampa Bay. You're struggling in New England. Defense gave up 33 points. So what's really the issue here? Sometimes, and I'll say this, most of the time, coaching is overrated. It's overrated. If you have talent, yes, you can design plays and put things together. But when you have talent, a huge talent, nah, man, you thought too much of yourself. And so look at what happened. Tom Brady's having success. You have Cam Newton, who's an MVP quarterback, Super Bowl. He's been to the Super Bowl. And you know, you can't seem to get it together right now. 2 losses in a row, back to back. I don't know. Bill Belichick, look at yourself, homie, for real. Look at yourself in this one. So, you know, it's just like basketball. I want to inject basketball into this, but you know, everybody talked about how great of a coach Greg Popovich was. And even Phil Jackson, to that matter, because if you remember Phil Jackson, when he first took over the Lakers, they had a few struggling years until he got, you know, Shaq, and it really kind of changed around. Same thing in San Antonio with Greg Popovich. You had Tim Duncan, Kawhi Leonard, Tony Parker. And then once that was over, lean years. So where's the coaching? Where's the great coaching at? Coaching is overrated. Talent wins football games. Talent wins basketball games. Talent wins baseball games. It's just the nature of the beast, man. Anyway, so we'll see how the Patriots turn out in the next few weeks. Can they right the ship? Can they get it together? Can they go on a winning streak? I don't know. Those Giants? Yes. The NFC East, man, is just trash. It's trash. It's a trash division. Eagles won that game 22-21. I mean, I just don't have. Right now, E-A-G-L-S-L-E-S. Eagles. Come on, man. Eagles. Giants just trash. But what about Jones? Everybody talked about Daniel Jones and that run. Daniel Jones, man. Hey, he was moving. I don't care what nobody said. It wasn't until he tried to make that transition. I don't know. I guess he thought the brother was beaming on him. But all you had to do was just keep running straight. He was all right, but he was moving. So people was like, oh, you know, his feet. Yeah, could have kept his feet on him. But Daniel Jones was moving out. He was gone. I don't care what nobody say. Daniel was gone. Just got tackled by the turf monster. That's all. It happens. It happens to the best of them. It happens to the best of them. But Eagles won that game 22-21. I don't really have much talk about the Eagles, man. Eagles and the Giants, I don't know. The NFC East should not, they should just be like banned from the playoffs, for real. The teams from the playoffs. Texans, Packers, Aaron Rodgers had 4 touchdowns. Devontae Adams had 2 touchdowns in the Packers route. Rodgers finished with 283 yards passing. Adams had 13 catches, 196 yards. Devontae Adams, beast mode. This dude's like video game. Gotta give it up to Devontae Adams. And I'm a Bears fan. But damn, how bad are the Texans? Bill O'Brien, what did you do to that team? You're trash, dude. No wonder you got canned. He hurt that team tremendously. He set the Texans back about 5 years. How do you let go DeAndre Hopkins, your number one receiver? Dude. What kind of stupidity. And they fired him. They let him hang himself. They actually let him hang himself. Hot garbage. Hot trash. Texans. And I like Deshaun Watson, man. Deshaun Watson is one of my favorite players. But right now, I mean, you know. I mean, come on, man. You need another weapon. And they're probably going to find somebody in the draft that can help hold them up. They're going to do that. So, Texans lost 35-20. Not a good game. Cowboys versus the Washington football team. If you saw it, Don Bostic, he's had a hit. If you look at, I think it was the Sugar Bowl, maybe about 6 years ago, John Bostic was playing for the University of Florida, and they was playing University of Louisville in the bowl game, and he had a hit on Teddy Bridgewater. It was a vicious hit. It was a vicious, vicious hit. But he knocked Andy Dalton out the game, man. That remind me, I'm telling you, that hit remind me of a hit that Mike Singletary had on one of the Dallas Cowboys quarterbacks. And his name, the quarterback, eludes me right now. But it was a vicious hit. I mean, and Mike Singletary didn't get kicked out of the game. You know, back then, that was the norm. John Bostic, but you know what? You had to look at the safety of the game. But that's how the game used to be. And I was trying to tell my sons, that's how players used to hit back then. It was the norm. So when Andy Dalton slid, he pretty much got smashed. He got smashed. So it was ugly. It was ugly. But the Washington football team won that game. Dallas Cowboys are trash. Garbage. They're garbage. And I don't know why everybody talks about the Dallas Cowboys being America's team. They're not America's team. They're garbage. They're the Dallas, Texas team. Not America's team. There are 32 other NFL football teams. They're the Dallas, the city of Dallas, that's their team. They're not America's team. Get that garbage star out of here talking about the Dallas Cowboys are America's team. They're not. You know, they lead off all the sports shows and all that old kind of stuff. They haven't won a Super Bowl in about 25 years. Get out of here. Cowboys are not America's team. Period. Point blank. In Dallas. City of Dallas. Please keep it there. I know they have a huge fan base around. But man, please. They're trash. And Jerry Jones, you know, you didn't pay Dak. Dak ends up getting injured, but you didn't pay him. Maybe if you paid him, I don't know. You know, injuries happen. So you can't really say that's a part of the game. It's very difficult to say that somebody wouldn't have gotten hurt. But come on, man. Let's keep it real. Watch the football team. Let's watch it. Again, that's the NFC East, people. NFC East is just what it is. The NFC least is what people call it. And I agree with that. They just aren't that good. They aren't. That division is hot trash. Of course, tonight you have the Chicago Bears and the LA Rams. That should be interesting. Chicago versus LA. A battle of the defense, Khalil Mack, Mr. McDonald. Going to be very, very interesting game. I can't wait to tune in and watch this game tonight. It should be. And I'm a Bears fan, of course. I'm an admitted Bears fan. So we'll see. Bears are 5-1. Can they pull it off tonight? Now, the game that I really enjoyed last night, the battle of the two small quarterbacks, and that was Russell Wilson versus Kyler Murray. And so you're talking about a game. Cardinals pulled it out at the end. Kyler Murray, I'm going to say this about him. How is this? When I saw him and Russell Wilson shake it up at the end of the game, I thought Russell Wilson was much taller than him, but they really almost about the same size, so it looked on television. I don't know if Kyler maybe is an inch shorter, but Kyler Murray, and we know Russell Wilson is playing at the MVP level. And then I want to talk about Metcalf. I mean, come on, man. This dude is like, he reminds me of Megatron, but faster. Maybe not as tall. But this guy, I mean, touchdown save and tackle that he put together. The touchdown save and tackle that he put together when Russell Wilson got intercepted at the goal line. And the safety from the Cardinals was running. I thought he was gone. I thought he was out of there. And Metcalf took off like he was a sprinter in the Olympics. I mean, his tube just took off and hawked him down at like the 4 or 5 yard line, whatever it was. He's a beast. Russell Wilson finally got some weapons. And we're not going to talk about Lockett. Oh, my God. It was off the chain yesterday. I mean, his game was... It was just ridiculous yesterday. And, you know, usually I have in my fantasy draft, but kids got me this year. They drafted him ahead of me. Lockett was off the rails. Russell Wilson has some weapons now. Finally. And, of course, we know he's playing at an MVP level, although he had those interceptions last night. He had, like, 3 interceptions. So he didn't play good. But Kyler Murray, monster. Kid can play. He exhibited leadership. He led his team down the field, you know, doing clutch time. Of course, the kicker missed the first field goal, but then he came back and hit it later. But hey, Kyler Murray is legit. He's legit. And I think the Cards are what now? 5-2. Kyler Murray is you know, they fall hard. Arizona fall hard. And they, you know, they won this is a conference game. And so this is what you want to win. Kyler Murray was 34-48. 360 yards, 3 touchdown passes. Not a bad game for a young guy. Very, very good game. It's his second year, man. Once he gets once he really gets to know it and he gets a couple more weapons, I like, of course, he has DeAndre Hopkins, but I think he needs one more receiver. He has Fitzgerald, but, you know, Larry's not Larry Fitzgerald, of, you know, 10 years ago. Although he's still, you know, Larry Fitzgerald's still tough. Still not the Larry Fitzgerald of 10 years ago. He's not. So, you know, he doesn't have the speed. He never really had the speed. But, you know, 17 years in the football, in the league, that's a long time. That's a long time. So, Kyler Murray, big game. Of course, and Justin Herbert, he got his first win as a quarterback for the L.A. Chargers. He threw for 3 touchdowns. He completed 27 passes for 347 yards. Great job by that young quarterback. He's going to be the quarterback of the future for the LA Chargers. And he's going to be, you know, really, he's going to make that town in LA kind of choose between who's the best quarterback. Well, we know I think he's better than the LA quarterback. That's just me. I think he is. But hey, listen, you tuned in to the Jeff Thomas Show. I want to thank everybody for listening in to the NFL recap show. I just like to come on Mondays and just bring you my thoughts on the NFL and what happened in football. Chicago Bears play tonight. You know what? Let me go back. Did I give the standings so far? Let me get the standings. I didn't talk about the Bills, but the Bills won against the Dolphins. That's not even worth talking about, be honest with you. Bills, Dolphins. But let's look at it. Bills they lead the AFC East at 5-2. The AFC North, Pittsburgh Steelers 6-0. Ravens right behind them at 5-1. Tennessee Titans continue to lead the AFC South with 5-1 record. The Colts is right behind them with 4-2. AFC West, the Kansas City Chiefs are 6-1, with the Raiders behind them at 3-3. Eagles, NFC East, get ready for the drum roll. 2-4-1. They lead the NFC East with the Washington. Now the Washington football team has a chance to win this division at 2-5. NFC North, Chicago Bears lead it 5-1. The Packers are right there at 5-1. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers lead the NFC South at 5-2, with the Saints at 4-2. And the Seattle Seahawks lead the NFC West at 5-1, with the Cardinals right behind them and the Rams at 5-2 and 4-2. So, you know, it's going to be a tough this divisions. I'm happy that the NFL is able to play. I would just say to those young guys out there, man, that are playing, be safe with that COVID going around. Guys, stay in a little bit if you can. You know you got profession. You know you got things. The whole L.A. Offensive line was, you know, out partying or whatever in Vegas. I mean, the L.A., not L.A., the Las Vegas Raiders were out there partying. Come on, man. Make some common sense. And then Daniel Jones just got popped in New York. Him and Saquon Barkley were out without mask on. You guys know you're under the spotlight. You know you're under the spotlight. People are going to be watching you. So make sure you put your mask on while you're out. Just do it. That's everybody, really. But just check that. You know that they are paying attention to you. Okay? So, hey, this is your man, Jeff Thomas, from the Jeff Thomas Show. I want to thank everybody for listening to the NFL recap show right here on the Jeff Thomas Show. Always on time. Make sure you check us out Tuesday evening for our discussion and perspective show, where we'll be talking politics tomorrow. We're talking vote, people. 1 week away from the election. 1 week away from the biggest election of my lifetime in modern day history. It's going to be very interesting. So make sure you check out our show tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. But hey, this is your man, Jeff Thomas. You guys have a wonderful day, wonderful week. Get pumped up. Let's go.